Joining us now is our political observer, Alan Shartok. It seems like the winter storm that was predicted has come to pass and has been as severe as predicted. I'm reading about 27,000 people in western Massachusetts are without power, and you are one of them.
Well, we were. I can tell that every clock in the house is flashing away. That means that the power was off for a while. We have actually a generator, and I don't think that generator is on now, so I think we're back online. I do know that there's a listserv for all the people up here, and people have been going back and forth all day, my power is out, my power is on. But it's a disaster. Because of many of the trees were not leafed out and the leaves were still on, or many of the trees have been bent over, there's a real problem because people die when they walk under tree limbs that fall on them. And this is exactly the kind of time that it happens. You can hear the cracking of some of these branches as you walk around outside. So when Roselle and I took our walk last night, we went so far and we decided, this is just dangerous to be out here. So there's going to be a lot of cleanup afterwards. And I think, as usual, there'll be a lot of questions as to why all of this has happened with the electricity. I do know one thing, and that is that when you get these kinds of storms and you have above the ground electricity, there's very little that can be done. Tree limbs will fall on power lines and out will go the electricity. And of course, as you know all too well, Jessica, when somebody has a family and babies and everything else, this can be a very dangerous time when it's real cold outside.
Now, this storm came just almost immediately after the storm in Buffalo. Yesterday, Governor Deval Patrick said that the state was ready. Do you think that the cleanup efforts are going to go smoothly?
So Governor Patrick is, in fact, a politician, a very good one, and has done very well in his term. These are intervening events that happen. And what the state will do, will ask other places to come in and to help out. But because the storm is so massive, and if you look at the weather map, you will see that it really came right up the coast, and it is a classic sort of nor'easter, that what happens is you have to ask other entities to send their trucks and to send their people. Now, if it's so big, it's going to be hard to borrow from one to help you when they need it themselves, so you have to go even further away, and it takes a while to get there. Then, of course, there's the whole concept of cleaning up all those trees which have come down, or limbs that have come down, and there's some very dangerous situations here.
It's Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
Well, Jess, I'm thankful for family. I'm thankful for health. I'm thankful for the fact that we live in a great country that has its problems, but in the end gives us all a chance to breathe and live and vote if we want to. And this, of course, makes us unique around this world. We are a very special place, and we know it.